Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast and this week's property news update. So let's get straight into it. Manchester has topped the list of the best areas for landlords to invest in, according to Aldermore's Buy-to-Let City Tracker. The tracker assessed five key indicators that impact desirability: average total rent, short-term returns through yield, long-term return over 10 years, the lowest number of vacancies as a proportion of total housing stock, and the percentage of the city population in the rental market. And they did this in 50 cities across the UK. Having carried out their analysis, Manchester clearly led the way. Although the city has experienced stricter lockdown measures than other parts of the country, the rapid economic growth seen pre-COVID and the significant investment in commercial and residential developments over the past 5 years has made it a desirable place to live. According to Aldermore, Manchester's main selling points for private landlords are that it performs well for rental returns and long-term house price growth. More importantly though, it is one of the biggest rental markets in the UK, with 31% of Manchester's population being private renters. Are you based in the Manchester area? Are you investing in the Manchester area? Would be great to know. Go to the Progressive Property Facebook community, tag us in a post and let me know what you think of the Manchester property market. Or what areas are you investing in the UK? And what are you seeing the current market like in your area? The Progressive Property Facebook community has got over 31,000 people in there that are actively looking for property investing and investing in property. If you're not already in the community, head over to Facebook, type in Progressive Property Community and click join, and I'll see you there. In other news, there's a great article in Property Investor today about whether or not the property market is reaching the end of the road for HMOs, houses of multiple occupation. Many people are saying because of COVID that people won't want to live in shared accommodation anymore. However, a really good article has looked at the likelihood of that actually happening. Now, I'm a firm believer personally that HMOs are going to actually boom in the coming years, because as people need to tighten their belts financially, it's going to become a lot more important to save money and downsize, and HMOs are the lowest part of the market. Now, in the last financial crash back in 2009, HMOs actually boomed because people wanted more affordable accommodation. So in the Property Investor Today website article, they've discussed how the issue is not as clear cut as there will be a decline or there'd be a rise. In their experience, even during the current pandemic, people are continuing to choose to move into HMOs, and I've seen a similar thing myself. Most young people who could easily afford a one-bed flat actually say that they would prefer to live in a house share for four main reasons. Number one is to meet people. Number two is for affordability. Number three is for convenience. And number four is for flexibility. If we are heading into a market dip, many financial commentators are forecasting then it's likely demand for HMOs will grow, as past evidence has shown that residential rental demand increases in recessions. More people prefer to rent rather than buy in a recession. Research by the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, RICS, showed that following the 2008 recession, there was a continued rise in rental demand. So although many people state as though it's a universally accepted fact that getting into rental in a recession is bad, they're actually wrong. Recessions is growing demand for rental property, and especially affordable rental property such as HMOs. So if you have a HMO already, or you're planning to buy one or convert an existing property, what do you need to do to be successful? So here are some tips shared in Property Investor Today website. Number one is a workable workspace, because a lot more people want to work from home now. So somewhere that's usable as a workspace to work from. Number two is as much kitchen storage as possible. People living in a shared house, they like to have plenty kitchen storage. Number three is additional wardrobe space. People that buy a lot more items these days, they buy a lot more clothes, shoes, and having a lot of wardrobe space in a bedroom is really important, especially if you've got a couple as well. I've seen people do HMOs where they've got a couple renting a room and they've got one wardrobe. A husband and a wife or a boyfriend and a girlfriend, they don't want to share one wardrobe. They want a separate wardrobe each. So just think about what you would want in your house. And that is what your tenant would also likely want in terms of space. And finally, a first-class service. So a service is going to be key in the coming years. Now, replying to tenant questions, replying to queries, replying to demands, fixing anything that's not working in a quick, timely manner, and offering a really good service. Maybe adding in extra things like a WhatsApp group so you can communicate with the tenants. Maybe getting discounts from local shops. There's so much things you can do to make it a really nice environment for your tenants to live in. Now let's look a little bit closer to home and what has been shared in the Progressive Property Facebook community in the last few days. Shane Matthews asked a really great question about houses or flats. From people's experience, which one has been the better buy-to-let investment for them? This has created huge interest, lots of people giving comments on which they prefer. Linda Thornley has said that lots of good flats are available where she lives. Harvey Andrews said houses all day for me. Flats have higher turnover of tenants and can come with hassle from the freeholders. Because obviously with a flat, you've got to think about the fact it's leasehold typically. So you're going to have ground rent and service charges. And also one of the things to think about is making sure that after the Grenfell disaster, that the flat that you purchase doesn't have any problems with the cladding and the fire stop. So make sure you check that out and get your solicitors to check that out before you purchase a flat, if it's leasehold. Jonathan Andrew Heath has gone into a little bit of detail with some reasons why he doesn't like flats. Number one being leasehold that ticks down. Number two is the service charges that are constantly creeping up. Number three is the annual ground rent, that's money for nothing. And number four is the complex easements over communal areas. Thus, on paper at least, houses offer the most streamlined investment. However, Abdullah Awan has come in and said even though he has a mix of flats and houses, he would still go for flats. Maybe it's because of the location he's invested in. Now, Abdul hasn't shared his location, but if you're listening to the podcast, Abdul, would be great to know where you are investing if you want to go and add that to the post. Jason Livings shared that the majority of his are actually large freehold houses that he's converted into self-contained flats. Good yields, but higher tenant turnover. But again, that could be a strategy where you get large single-let properties and convert them into flats where you own the freehold. So lots of debate, lots of discussions, lots of people going for flats over houses, and also lots of people going for houses over flats. Again, it would be great if you could share your opinion. What do you prefer, houses or flats? What area are you looking to invest in? And why do you choose one over the other? Let us know. Go over to the Progressive Property Facebook community and join the conversation. And let's finish this week with a little bit of fun. Progressive co-founder Rob Moore asked in the community for people to share one thing they've done that you're sure no one else in the community has done. Grant Spillman, probably you are right. He has acted alongside Russell Brand. Wow, that's pretty awesome. Gary Hall, though, actually possibly tops that by being held up at machine gun point in Colombia. I'm lucky you got out of there alive, Gary. Lorraine Hall has danced with Michael Jackson. Is that the same Michael Jackson or just the guy that lives down the street from you, Lorraine? Not sure which one, but if it's the Michael Jackson, wow, that is incredible. Emily Hughes appeared in Good Morning Britain. We've got a lot of people who've been like on TV that have posted within the community saying that they've been on TV, they've been on TV shows. Gary Aitkins, a bit of a sports star, scored 3 bullseyes in 3 darts in a pre-match warm-up. But Gary, you gotta do it in the actual match. No point doing it in the warm-up. Lee Kennedy's done over 800 bungee jumps. Johnny Thomas, I'm not even sure why you'd want to do this, but he's been in a room full to the ceiling of high expansion foam bubbles. Martin Toft has said he has never drunk alcohol. Rob Moore's come in saying, how come that's rare? Well, Martin Toft, I haven't either. So I don't know if Rob Moore even realised that, but I've never drunk alcohol either. And I'm Irish. How weird is that? There's only 2 people in the whole of Ireland that have never drank alcohol, and that's me and my brother. I've got 6 sisters. Pretty much they all drink. Actually, one of my sisters doesn't drink. I've got 5 sisters that drink, 1 that doesn't, and me and my brother don't drink. So Martin, let's have a night out. It's going to be a blast. Simon Church ran about in a European semi-final, and he doesn't mean stark naked on the pitch either. He actually means playing football on the pitch for the mighty Wales. Now, Andrew Batt, I've got to finish with this one, because Andrew Batt got buried to his waist in an avalanche. So that's pretty bloody impressive too. Much more impressive than Kellyanne Martin's, actually, that felt an earthquake directly under my body as I laid on Manhattan Beach in Los Angeles. Or maybe that is pretty impressive if you didn't just feel it under your body and it then actually happened, Kellyanne. So, yeah, pretty impressive too. We've had hundreds of people comment about something that they've done that maybe nobody else in the community has done. If you've got something amazing that you've done, if you've something you've experienced, then that would be awesome to let us know as well. I actually used to play pool professionally for Ireland, so I guess that might be my one. So that's it with this week's episode of the Property News Update from around the UK and within the Progressive Property community. Remember, we're Progressive Property Podcast. It's on iTunes and Stitcher. It's out every week. Make sure you've subscribed to the channel to stay tuned, and I look forward to seeing you next week. I've been Kevin McDonald. You've been amazing.